We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's Mike Sielski. I'm Jody McDonald in for Glenn Macnow here on the home of the Phillies, 94 WIP. And yes, first pitch is slowly creeping up on us. Mike Sielski, as you're watching the game last night, you said you were out. So I'm sure you stayed for the entire game. Well, maybe I'm making an assumption. Did you stay for the entire game where you started watching it last night?
Jody, not only did I stay for the entire game, I was in a neighbor's house. A group of us got together to watch the game. I brought a notepad and a pen with me so that, you know, with each Pilsner and IPA I finished, I was taking notes and my handwriting was getting a little bit harder to decipher with each passing inning. You know, funny how that works.
Yeah, been there, done that. Yours truly was just, I was at home. My wife had to be out of the house last night over with her mom. So it was me all by myself. With phone in hand, texting back and forth with my daughter all game long, me and a dog down in the man cave watching last night's game. And, yeah, I was hoping to get to bed a little bit earlier than I did last night. 4.5+ hours, loved every minute of it. Never once did I think, damn, this game is going long. I was just, damn, I hope the Phillies can get a run here at some point after tying it up 5-5. So Mike and I are going back over reviewing and starting the preview look at Framber Valdez against Mr. Wheeler. I get it. It's in Houston. Valdez has been very good. Both of the two series that have not been best out of three. St. Louis, of course, they took game one and then came right back and took game two. In the Atlanta series, they won game one, lost game two. In the San Diego series, when they won game one, I absolutely loved them in game two. They lost game two.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that factors in as to why they're an underdog tonight. But are they checking Zach Wheeler's numbers and what he's done here in the postseason? He just seems to get better and go longer and put less stress on the bullpen. I'm sorry. I think it's a bad line tonight. I think the Phillies are winning and going up 2-0.
You know, you've talked a lot during the show, Jody, about momentum, right? And what's the word that's built into that word is moment. And this is a moment right now. Game two is a moment. The Phillies have a chance to really take control of this series. And you wouldn't want, if you're the Phillies or one of their fans, you wouldn't want anybody else on the mound to start tonight other than Zach Wheeler. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think their chances are pretty darn good.
And, oh, by the way, before the series started, and thank you to Scott Lauber for A, coming on, and B, being completely honest and above board. Now we could have gone back and checked and made sure that his pick was what it was. He said he took the Astros in six. I took the Phillies in six. If they win tonight, they're not going back to Houston, Mike. This thing is going to be five, four, a better chance for four than six, if you ask me, if they win tonight. How about you?
Yeah, same. I took the Astros in six as well. I drew the comparison to the 1993 World Series, where that Phillies team kind of made a surprise run throughout the season. They weren't expected to do that much and ended up in the World Series and were facing kind of a blue blood team at the time in the Toronto Blue Jays, the defending World Series champs. I saw some kind of historical parallels there, but I think you're right. If they win tonight and go back to Citizens Bank Park up 2-0, that is the best possible scenario you could have envisioned if you were the Phillies or their fans.
And I'll go way out on a limb here and say it'll be a little loud in Citizens Bank Park if the Phillies come back up 2-0.
You're really going out on a limb there, Jody.
Go Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. Yeah, you got to take this. Sometimes you got to go hot take, Mike.
Yes,
what can
yes,
I
very
tell you?
Much.
I'm a hot take king. Let's get back on the phones. Phones are rested away, 215-592-9494. Jordy from Norristown's up on 94 WIP.
Hi, guys. It's Jordy Hunsecker.
Hi, Jordy. How are you?
Good. Female fan base here. You're saying it's loud at Citizens Bank Park. It's so loud in my house. I grew up watching the Phils at the Vet. My dad had season tickets. And, I mean, the female fan base, I literally can't believe it. I can't believe this team. I'm not going to lie. I did use them to put my kids to sleep this summer down at the Jersey Shore. But I cannot believe the magic that has, like, all the moving parts that it's taken to get to today. I am, like, blown away. I mean, I grew up watching people like John Kruk, no offense, but, like, it doesn't matter. Like, now, watching Bryce Harper, like, he's easy on the eyes. So the female fan base has a lot to look at. Castellanos, like, my husband and I, we get in a fight about Castellanos last night. He, you know, it's a classic Philly. He sucks when he gets up to bat. And I'm like, no, like, his RBI, like, all those things, his catch in the outfield, like, this team has such magic, and I cannot believe it. I'm so excited. I say Phillies in five.
Yeah, if they win tonight, I think five is a distinct possibility because they've just been so good at home. Mike, the Astros going to come here and get two out of three? I don't think so.
You know, it's interesting, though, Jody. I think you're right, and I think that if, you know, it would be very surprising if the Astros, you know, won two out of three games or, you know, played particularly well in Philadelphia. But I will say this, the Astros did lose a World Series in 2019 against the Washington Nationals,
oh, yeah,
in which a home team did not win a game in that series, which is pretty amazing. You know, the Nationals won two games in Houston. The Astros came back and won all three games in Washington. And then the Nationals won games 6 and 7 in Houston. It was very, very strange.
Yes, we've all heard and used the phrase, the exception, not the rule.
Exactly.
That World Series was the greatest exception to the rule that we've ever seen before. This segment of the show brought to you by the good folks at Meridian Bank. Business banking at its best. Visit them at meridianbanker.com. All right, we got time for another couple calls here. Lena from Jersey's up on 94 WIP.
Hey, guys. Really great to chat with you today. Another female fan-based caller. As much as I love the Phils, I have to say I'm an even bigger Eagles fan just because my dad and I watch the Eagles every Sunday growing up. And I just feel like the more that we expose our little girls to all these amazing Philly sports, the bigger this female fan base is going to grow. So those are my 2 cents on it, and I'm so excited. It's the best time in the world to be a Philly sports fan, and I just hope that we can keep it going.
Lena, good stuff. Thank you very much for checking in. And I referenced my daughter earlier, Mike, who I am quite proud of, as big a sports fan as she is. I would love to take credit for it, that I helped to mold and make my daughter the diehard Philadelphia Phillies fan she is. Yeah, it's not true. It's her grandfather. Because her grandfather was in professional baseball and mm-hmm. got to take her to spring training games and blah, 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 blah. Dad gets no credit whatsoever. It's all about pop-up with my daughter.
You know what? Similar situation with my kids, Jody. I have two boys, 11 and 8, and the 11-year-old is really into sports. And because of the hours that my wife and I have worked over the years since we've become parents, my mom and dad would end up babysitting the two boys quite a bit. And my older son, Evan, really his love of sports grew from spending Saturdays with my dad watching baseball games and college football and things like that. So much so that after the Phillies won game 5 against the Padres, Evan called my father to check in because I was at the game. I was working. He couldn't talk to me. So he called my dad, which I thought was really, really cool. My wife texted me that on Sunday after the game, and I started welling up in the press box. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. So, yeah, it's one of the fun things about sports is that it connects the generations.
Exactly. When you have this kind of a run, it connects generations, and it's something that has long-lasting effects and makes more fans for a longer period of time. Kira's up next here on 94 WIP. How are you, Kira?
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi,
We're
Kira.
Good.
Hi, I'm another female fan. I grew up loving the Phillies ever since I was born. My parents just instilled this passion in me to be a Phillies fan. And then I think, you know, I think it can provide a little bit of a different perspective of why, you know, there are a lot of female fans out there. And I think it's because a lot of us, you know, we grew up playing softball, myself included. I played softball my entire life. I went and played softball at Ruben Amaro Jr.'s high school alma mater, Penn Charter. So playing softball, I think, you know, growing up playing that sport, I was just naturally attracted to baseball. And being a Phillies fan, like, softball just strengthened my interest in baseball. And I think a lot of women out there, you know, who have a background in playing sports, playing softball, that's why we're led to become, you know, baseball fans and Phillies fans.
Kira, I think that's a great, great point. And thank you so much for the call. You know, you're going to gravitate to sports that are familiar to you, that you love because of a connection to them, like we just said. And, you know, you're talking about being in a family of Phillies fans, but not just that, playing softball, coming up and playing, you know, the closest approximation to baseball that's out there. Of course, there's going to be more love for you because you had been an athlete yourself. I think it's a great point.
Understood. And that's why it always amazes me that there are as many Philly Eagle fans as there are, because I know that it's in the very burgeoning stages and there is some female football out there, leagues and the like, but nothing the magnitude of softball. So, yeah, it's understandable more so on the baseball side and the football side. Oh, yeah, there are a ton of Eagle fans out there, Philly Eagle fans as well. We're talking about two teams that are having pretty good months, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Philadelphia Phillies. Game two tonight right here on 94 WIP. We'll come back, put a bow on this show. Got one more segment to get your calls in. Best call is going to get that Chive Vintage Sports gift certificate. I know Kyle Quinn is leaning in a specific direction, but there's no rules against you surfing them and winning it in the final furlong of the race. Get on the phones, 215-592-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.